I'm Ross Reynolds. It's The Record. Good news for the Seattle biotech industry. The pharmaceutical company Ventirex just raised $50 million in funding. Every story like Ventirex is balanced by less cheerful news. For example, earlier this year, the biotech giant Amgen announced it would close its facilities in Seattle and Bothell. So what does the success of Ventirex mean for local biotech? Well, Luke Timmerman is a biotech writer. He talked to Marcy Silman about Ventirex's business successes. And by the way, if you're hearing Venti and thinking that, about that big-sized drink at Starbucks, it's not a coincidence.
It's a kind of a joke from the very beginning of the company. They thought, we're going to do something big in pharmaceuticals, VentiRx.
Wow. Are they focused on a specific big thing?
Yes. In this case, it's cancer immunotherapy, stimulating the immune system to fight cancer. And they're one of just many, many companies that are going about this this strategy for cancer development.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that and what's happening here in Seattle with cancer immunotherapy in a bit. But I'm curious, what does a $50 million funding windfall, I guess, mean to VentiRx?
It's a lot of money for a small company, but it's really part of a year-long trend, really the last couple of years. Immunotherapy has been the big idea in cancer research and development. And so there have been a number of companies that have raised a lot of money, a lot more money than that, including a couple here locally. Juno Therapeutics raised over $300 million. And we recently had a company go public called Immune Design that got about $60 million.
Immunotherapy, is there a brief way to just tell us what that is?
So it's kind of an umbrella term for drugs that stimulate the immune system to fight cancer cells like they're an invading pathogen, like a virus or bacteria.
So it's a new way of treating cancer as opposed to radiation or specifically chemotherapy. This is something that's going after something in your cell.
That's right. It really is a new strategy or a new paradigm for cancer treatment.
I'm talking with biotech writer Luke Timmerman. And Luke, the big news this week is that VentiRx got this $50 million, but you talked about Juno and some of the other companies. When a $50 million or $100 million or a $300 million infusion goes to a local company, is that... no pun intended, a shot in the arm for the biotech industry itself? Does it mean more jobs? What does it mean?
It depends.
Ah.
So in the case of Ventirex, they epitomize a couple of trends at once. So for starters, they're riding this wave of cancer immunotherapy. But they are also organized in an interesting way as what is called a virtual company.
Okay, what is that?
So it really has just a skeleton crew of executives, only about a dozen employees, and their job is to oversee the intellectual property and set the strategy for how you develop that. And then all the real work, they hire contract firms to do.
The real work meaning the R&D, the research.
The conducting of the clinical trials, the biostatistics, manufacturing small batches of the drug. They hire people to do all of that rather than do it with their own employees in their own labs.
Are they doing any of that work here?
They hire some local contractors, but in many cases, there are a couple reasons you do that. One, it keeps costs down. So if you can hire a manufacturing firm in China or India or somewhere, you can get the bulk drug more cheaply. So there's that. But it also, it's strategic on the part of the investors. So they want to keep the company small because the end game for a company like Ventirex is to get acquired by a big company. And a big company really only wants the asset in question if it works.
They don't want labs and labs full of people.
That's right.
Huh.
So they don't need, if you were a big pharma company going to acquire Ventirex, you don't have to look at their whole employee roster and fire 150 people. You can just absorb everybody and everything, and it all just plugs right into your pipeline.
You and I are sitting in Seattle talking about this, so clearly we talk about Seattle companies, but where does our cancer-focused biotech industry compare to other centers of biotech, Boston, San Francisco, what have you?
Well, Boston and San Francisco are clearly at the head of the pack in terms of biotech clusters, and cancer falls into that category for sure. Seattle, however, has historic strength in cancer research and immunology, and both of those strengths come into play with cancer immunotherapy. So Seattle is very well positioned in this interesting niche of biotech.
So it is the fact that there are companies getting big infusions of cash, even if they're startups aiming to be acquired, mean that we might see other little startups sort of splinter off from places like Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, University of Washington, Seattle Children's?
It certainly raises that possibility because there's a lot of research going on at all of those places. And when those researchers see a lot of excitement from the investment community, it gives them more encouragement and more a more realistic chance of raising venture capital to take the next step with their research.
So what I'm hearing you say, Luke Timmerman, is that sort of success begets success. Just a last question has to do with our local biotech industry. Is cancer, are cancer-focused companies at the top of the heap at this point?
Without a doubt.
Local biotech reporter Luke Timmerman speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman. It's The Record.